Though unskillful mind states may come up, as long as we don't pick them up and feed them, they're just ideas, thoughts, and they will end. Can you comment on the effectiveness of this practice? Are there situations where you would definitely recommend it? Definitely not recommend it? Do you see this relating to metta? I mean, I think one of the things is one of the standards that the Buddha gave to gauge whether or not, say, a practice is fruitful or beneficial is by investigating and seeing, do wholesome mind states increase and unwholesome mind states decrease, or do wholesome mental mind states decrease and the unwholesome mind states increase? So that sometimes it is a valid approach just to, you know, not pick them up, not feed them, and they'll end. Because they will. But sometimes it doesn't work. One has to be proactive. Because sometimes just being, just not feeding the process of what's unskillful and having a watchfulness and alertness to, okay, I need to be careful around this. And then knowing that there's a, because some unskillful mind states, they're so charged that however we approach them, they just hook us in. So then that's where it's helpful to be willing to step back a bit and just be alert and present, but very, very cautious, because those unskillful states will increase. And by letting it cease, there's a strength gained and a confidence. I said, okay, this doesn't define me. It is unskillful, it is unwholesome, but it doesn't define me, and it's not me. It's not mine. It's not personal. I can relinquish it. But, you know, there's also times when you have to be really proactive and engage in the process of either relinquishing, either seeing the danger, seeing the drawback, seeing the difficulty in this, or by lifting up something that is wholesome, that's positive, that's skillful, so that one is replacing, say, unskillful trains of thought, of moods of the mind. And of course, metta is one of the tools that one can use to lift up wholesome mental states, lifting up skillful states. There's lots of others. Okay. Dear Lumpur, I'm so grateful.